The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my brother, and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy.
Well, it's happened again.
What has?
It's November, and that means it's time for music reviews.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. It's always my favorite time of year when November music reviews time rolls around. I feel like we never get to talk about music the rest of the year. It's always nice to hit. I think it's the third Monday or the second Monday.
Of the most musical month of the year. Yeah, so I'd like to start out by talking about a new album that's very important to me. It's the new Opus from Jimmy Eat World.
Whoa, what do you got?
And it's called... We ate it all up. Dinner's done.
Ate the world.
And so I'd like to go sort of track by track, because like these Jimmies are really wearing their hats and hearts right on their sleeve with this one. A lot of their pathos is present in a lot of the tracks, and you really feel like in the first track, which is called Really Seriously, We're Gonna Eat the Whole World, like Galactus did. They have a lyric in the chorus that's like, yum, yum, eat it up, whole planet, yum. And when I hear that, I just think like, yeah, that's today.
I've got an album that I'm really actually very excited about, and it's the new one. Guess who's back? It's Sting.
Who?
Sting is here.
Sting's here, everyone. Hey, everyone. Sting's back.
I've been hoping to hear about this album and your sort of skewed perspective on it here in Music November. So I'm hoping that you can sort of give me break me off a little piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Well, I hope that you're not like expecting some hard criticism, because I am so excited about 57th and 9th, named after, of course, the intersection he crossed on his way to the studio. Where he recorded it.
Wow, really grasping at straws there, Gordon.
Just looked outside and said where he was, and this was the record he made.
So what sort of melodic delights does Gordon have for us this time, Justin?
Well, Gordon has been away from pop rock music for 13 years, since his 2003 album Sacred Love. But he's back after 13 years with a big disc of 10 songs.
It's like physically large?
No, it's just a 10 big hits that took him 13 years. So if you're wondering the rate at which Gordon Sumner comes up with good songs, it is 0.75 songs per year. Because it took him 13 years and he's back with 10 songs. He's got everybody on this one. Garth, Madonna, Tony Bennett, just everybody's on this one.
And everybody likes to make jokes about his dick and how it takes him a long time to nut. But I think that maybe this man just like is sort of has like a sloth brain in there.
He might just be moving on like a different time scale than the rest of us. He will live to be 300, but his 300 years will be the same as 100 human years.
Travis, what sort of melodic delights do you have for us? And also, I'm going to blackball Fallout Boy.
That's fair.
Veto power.
That's fair, Griffin. Well, I'm very excited because for the first time ever, there's a 6-LP set. It's a career-spanning vinyl box set that encompasses the entirety of the Evanescence studio albums. They're all available now. Fallen, The Open Door, Evanescence, and those last two, according to the Evanescence website, are making their vinyl debut. And for the first time ever, the commercial debut for the previously unreleased demo album Origin.
Kevin Essence is
the, Kevin Essence.
That was the original name of the band, and it was about a, it was this man named Kevin,
mm-hmm.
and his essence. Sort of a, it was sort of a book report on a man named Kevin, but then things got kind of dark.
And it also features the first new Evanescence studio recording in years, Even in Death, recorded in 2016.
Dang, rip, they're still
rip,
at it.
Rip Evanescence, rip Kevin Essence, devoted musicians, thank you for your sacrifice.
Yeah, that's what... Leslie Odom Jr.
Hey!
Here's good news. He's got a Christmas record out called Simply Christmas.
That's amazing to hear.
Fucking good, doesn't it?
Oh, he should have called it Oh Dumb Are You Faithful.
Oh Dumb Are You Faithful would have been a very good name.
Would have been a great name.
It would have been a very good name. But
I'm very tired.
You know what would have been a great name for Gordon's new... Oh, Travis, I'm so fucking tired. Fucking tired.
So tired?
Fucking tired. Fuck. You know what would have been a good name for Gordon's album?
What?
Fucking anything else, Gordon. Like Gordon, I don't, maybe Gordon's tired too. I'm so tired.
Hey, Sleigh Bells is back.
Sleigh Bells, fuck, what'd you name it?
Sleigh Bells is back, but it's not a Christmas album called Jingle Bells, because that would be a very good name for a Christmas record from Sleigh Bells. No, it's called Jessica Rabbit, and I'm sure it's very good. I like Sleigh Bells. Pink Floyd's back.
What?
Record from 1967. It's the early years of Pink Floyd.
Oh, man, we've had a lot of music. Can we just head down, ass up, do these fucking advice questions?
Yeah, of course. You know, the Hold Steady just re-released some albums with bonus tracks.
Gotta pick
Separation
up those.
Sunday and Almost Killed Me. Those are out. Love them.
Give them, fork them over.
Okay. If you don't want to hear about any, Trish and Garth are back with the Christmas record, by the way. If you want to get that and Leslie's record and just play them at the same time and just
sync up.
They sync up perfectly. It sounds like a trio.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, originally that was sort of the arrangement, as they were doing all these beautiful three-part harmonies, but there was beef. And so, you know how it goes. You know how sometimes they take harmony albums and they split it up. Mm-hmm. And they release them on separate. Please, I'm so tired. Can we please get to the first advice?
Of course, we can get to the first advice. Deep Blue Something's back.
I knew it. You son of a bitch. You
are literally killing me in hell.
At Denny's for their shift. The work is nice. No, I'm sure that they're still killing it. I'd go see Deep Blue Something. They're not together. Sorry,
please.
Is there anybody else you want me to check on real quick?
Please set me free from this genie's curse. Please, God, start reading a question.
Let Griffin become Jin.
I'm sorry, but Deep Blue Something, if you're listening, by the way. You seem like swell guys. I'm just kidding. My wife and I recently moved into a new house. This week, I came home.
I've done it. I've ascended. I'm Jin.
That our neighbors had left us a gift on our front porch. It was the new Christmas album.
God. But, okay. Oh no, I'm not Jin anymore. I'm back in the back of the lamp. Damn it.
Robbie Williams is back. And Robertson is actually back also. And it seems like they could have worked that out better. Because that's gonna cause some market confusion, I worry. But no, they left a gift, and it's not unusual in their neighborhood, because they've previously received potted plants, loaves of bread, bags of apples. No. Thank you.
No, sorry, what?
Thank you for the chore and the mold and the rot. I really appreciate all this in my trash can. However, this week's gift was slightly more different. We received a book. Specifically, we received...
No, come on.
Kama Sutra, Classic Lovemaking Techniques, reinterpreted... Travis, there was an attached photo. Did you check that?
Just trust me.
I trust you. I don't need to see their dirty book. My question is twofold. One, how the fuck do I face my neighbors after they've given us such a thing? And two, what do I say if they ask me if we got their gift? That's from clever location-based name withheld.
Okay. I'll answer the second one first. You say, oh yeah, we got it, and then just wink a bunch till they leave.
We
just
got it all night long.
Make a ring with your finger, and then with your fingers in your left hand, and then make a second, very skewed ring with your pinky and ring finger on your left hand, and then put like two of your fingers from your right hand into them, in and out, in and out, in and out, in like different ways until they leave you alone forever.
This won't happen, right? You got my fuck, like strategy guide, right? You got my
pro strat no scope fuck guide, right?
You got my game facts to vagina.
You got my fuck tome, didn't you? It was the one.
My fuckronomicon.
I got you the fuckronomicon. You're supposed to open it and just like let it free the fuck within you, the undead fuck all around.
You got my Prima game strategy guide to letting that hog go wild, right? You got that? Yes, good. Excellent. Cool. It shows you where to find all the secret collectibles in there.
You got my chick track about dick tracks, right?
Right. So I don't think this is going to, I don't think somebody's ever going to come up to you and be like, you got that dick book, right? Good.
Well, there's two, okay, there's two things, though. It's one of two scenarios. Either the one who gave you this is, like, the weird beard who's, you know, that's not fair. Maybe they're that's just a little fair. Too it's open. It's the person who's a little too open with all the neighbors, and, like, everyone's just like, yeah, that's Gary. That's who Gary is. Or it's somebody who thought this would be really funny
to leave the Kama Sutra. Yeah.
So fun. It's and like let's be honest, it's hysterical.
It's very
pretty good.
Your reaction to it is making it even better.
Here's where I'm at. I also think the act of leaving a big old bag full of apples on somebody's front doorstep is also pretty funny. Here's the apples. Here are the apples. Now they're your apples.
These are your apples now. Now you're the apple man.
Now you have all the apples.
Like, what are you gonna do with this power?
Bread and a potted plant I get. Like, I bake this bread. Enjoy it. This is like, I went to the store, I saw a bag of apples, and I was like, this is Trisha all over.
But the thing about it is there's an inherent weirdness, though, to just leaving it on the porch versus knocking on the door and handing it to them. Like, that's a welcome to the neighborhood, now we've had a face-to-face conversation as neighbors, versus, like, this sneaky, like, thief in the night gift-giving process that makes it inherently weird.
Yeah. I just, like, went on a visual journey in my head trying to imagine coming home after a long day at going to the BP to get beer and coming back and finding a bag of apples on my doorstep and just thinking about the procedure. am I supposed to do? You know, you want me to eat them with my mouth? Like, if I buy a bag of apples at the store, that is symbolic of a new commitment I've made to wellness. You cannot force this on me. Like, you can't force this lifestyle.
I would feel like I was in, like, a 90s movie about the fear of surveillance and just, like, spin around staring into the bushes and trees, screaming, who did this?
Yeah.
Who did this to me?
Now, I do want to point out, so dark, the con of man, that we are so distracted by this apple bag that we are not considering the boner guide that this person really did receive and how to struggle with that reality that they find themselves in. I think you could, like, cut out a lot of the potential conversations that may happen about this book by letting the neighborhood know that you got it, if you know what I'm saying. I'm saying
what, open Xeroxes, up, like I'm pictures
around a yard no, sign, no. Or
I'm saying you open up those windows.
Uh oh.
And you just and you
let, open up a webcam site.
No. Just open up those windows and let the stink lines come out.
Hell baby. Yeah. You open up the windows when your neighbor walks past, you're just like, hey, remember that book you got me? I adapted it into a movie.
Yeah.
And then just go for it.
And then just let them feel the reek of it, you know?
Yeah. I adapted it into a stage play. This is a live theater happening.
Do you guys want a Yahoo?
Yeah, please.
Got a lot of good ones this week. Thank you all very, very much.
I want to make clear out of all of that. We're not kink shaming anyone who uses.
No, not yucking like, yums. It's just like no. a weird. It's like a.
It's just like presumptuous kind of a weird gift. Or yeah. funny. It's either presumptuous or very funny.
I think it's very funny.
I think it's very funny. I might think it's very funny.
It is also representative of like how weird we are about sex. It's just like that's a very personal. If it's not funny, it's a very personal thing to like. Suppose like I don't know that's a weird like no I no sorry yeah. I listen I we're the most accepting people you'll meet on the face of the earth there but there's still social norms that we have to try to like cling to I think
please don't leave a fuck by numbers on my front porch
and don't get funny and mail us one fuck you
nope.
it's already done we already have them we have 6 we have 7 we have 12 now between the three of us that's fine.
We'll donate them to Goodwill. Don't worry.
Nope. I'll fucking use it. Brooks Oglesby sent this in. Thank you, Brooks. It's by Yahoo Answers user. Please load. Please Yahoo. Please Yahoo. Please Yahoo. Please Yahoo. I already lost Vine. I cannot lose you as well. This morning I was on the John, loaded up the Vines. They won't load. I think that's it.
Are you kidding me? We're done.
Time of death. It's by Kevin Essence asks... How can you cheat at laser tag? I am going to play laser tag sometime, I guess.
They've made their peace with it.
I need to know how to cheat so that I don't lose and so I can beat some little losers. Any ideas for cheating would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, bros.
Just off the top of your dome, how old is this question asker?
Like 26 years old.
Cool. Right there with you.
How do you fucking cheat at laser tag?
Hand across the like vest. Next question.
Yeah. Hand across the
sensor could be in the gun though. You know, there's like it's and also it's like infrared beams, which I think can penetrate Travis flesh.
You're gonna need a lead skin suit.
Now we're talking.
If you here's the thing.
A bulletproof vest over the laser tag vest, and you might be okay.
It's not cheating. Putting the arm across the vest isn't going to guarantee a win. It just gives you an edge. What's your laser tag edge, Griffin?
Yeah.
Because there's also just like blind firing, where you just like pin yourself behind a wall and like you lean out, so like there's no sensor visible, and you're just fighting.
Okay, but
like,
I do want to say, if there was a gunfight happening, and I was in this gunfight, and I just like poked my arm out around the corner and blind fired, I don't think the person I was in the gunfight with would be like, "Hey, that's cheating, sir."
Griffin, it's an excellent point. Why we shouldn't call it cheating? This is laser war. You know what I mean? Yeah. If I put a guard over my sensor, I think that we are Ender's gaming our children here and teaching them laser war.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's
which
all
will be the only war really. Of the future.
Sure.
Yeah.
Laser war. We're training an entire generation for laser war.
I guess, yeah, it's hard, right? Because this is like a physical folk game. It's hard to, like, you can't really, like, plug a game genie into your vest. So in terms of, like, cheating this physical thing... I think the right answer is like steroids, human growth hormones,
things like that.
Because I was going to say training, but yours is way easier.
Well, training. Oh God, Travis, training's not cheating.
Well, I feel though, I kind of think that if you play laser tag to get better at it for like an event you have coming up, that's such a weird thing to do that it almost is cheating. Like that's basically. Everyone should be going in with the same level of incompetence, I think, except for the assumption that I think everybody who has played any amount of video games makes that, like, when I get in there, I'm going to fucking savage them.
No, you're not. You're going to get super tired. You're going to get so tired so fast from running around so much and hiding and trying to do these fucking, like, Metal Gear Solid dives. You're going to dive, you're going to land right on your keys, and that's it.
You're going to get savaged by these, like, little 12-year-olds who have a tenacity and ferocity that has been forever lost to you, a 36-year-old man.
Laser tag falls under this category of things like bowling and darts for me, which is like if any significant amount of time has passed between the last time I attempted them, it's very easy for me to convince myself that I think I'm
amazing,
pretty good at it until I try again and I'm like, oh no, wait,
that is dump why. At this. That is why I'm going to just jam this needle right into that buttock, and I'm going to get you huge and crazy in there. Everybody else is going to roll up, and they're going to be on a fairly even playing field, which is that they're going to get very tired very fast unless they're young children. Except for you, with your huge, crazy, big body. And you are going to be indefatigable. Mm-hmm. You will not be able to be fatigued. You will be able to jump super, super high and just rain lasers down upon all these tweens and stuff.
How long will this treatment last, Griffin?
I mean, it depends on the strain, right? Like, I've got that Michael's Secret stuff that I jam every time I'm about to go tagging. And it makes me big and crazy, and it really, like, gives me a lot of, not only, like, mass that I can use to, like, be big and strong, but it also just makes me, like, really, just, like, really crazy aggressive. Like, very, 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 very aggressive. It shuts down whatever inhibitors I have that, like, keep me from getting, like, crazy in there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, here's one that might be cheating that people never do is hostages. That's one that you never see people do that. Just, like, grab that 12-year-old. You still got body mass on him. Grab that 12-year-old and just use him as a human shield. Like, his team's going to be terrified to take the shot. They won't be able to take the shot. And if they shoot in the head, it does nothing. So
yeah. Shoot through me, Dylan. Shoot through me. You have to take him out. Skylar, it's okay. We always knew this would happen. This is always a possibility. We trained for this.
There is, that does break one rule, which is to say legal laws, federal legal laws. Like, it may not break laser tag rules. I don't think Billy Bob's is going to have, like, a don't grab and use kids as human shields. But I'm pretty sure that is in, like, the Constitution somewhere. So
like, but it is cheating.
That's cheating, Griffin. Like, if you don't break rules, it's not cheating.
If I go rob a bank and I get caught, I'd be like, I'm just cheating.
Take it up with the ref.
It's a game shark. Chill, dude.
Well, okay, but they do. Okay, laws are different on a football field.
Mm-hmm.
Do those, because, like, if you did football things to people in real life, you go to prison.
Yeah,
or that's true. That used to be the case. I don't know, but if you do football things to people in real life, you go to prison. I don't know if that applies in laser tag. Like, I don't.
God, I want to be a fly on the wall for that manager conversation at the Billy Bob's.
Hey, listen, guys, I don't want to. I don't want anybody to take advantage of this. But I do want to let you all know that when you're in there, it's basically international waters. Think of it as like the laser tag embassy. Mm. There's really no laws in there. So if you guys are gonna go smoke your pot, please do it in the laser tag arena where it is 100% legal. You'll see in the one corner, I do have a fairly robust grow operation, but John Law can't touch me because it is in a laser tag arena.
Yeah. And also, in a laser tag arena, the manager can marry you.
Mm-hmm. If you were on a football team, a professional football team, and it was Sunday, and you're geared up for the big game, if you sat down and stole somebody's identity from the opposing team, would they be able to stop you? Like, could they?
Well, you'd have to do it on the field with, like, your iPad and your hand running. That's what down I'm the saying. Field.
Like, as the play is going on, you're stealing his identity. Like, as you run past him, you're like, "Hey, look at me! Now I'm Chad Ochocinco." Sorry, I don't have a lot of football players of the current age at my fingertips. I think that would be legal. Whoa, this just came in hot off the presses. Hot. Whoa, this one is burning my hands here. I got a Honda Doll watch.
Oh, good.
Oh, good news, guys. I've been combing eBay for some of the latest and greatest in Haunted Doll advances, and I got for you a real treat today. It's a haunted doll named Samantha. And
it's a spooky name.
She was, as all haunted dolls must legally be, found after the seller's grandma passed away. They're having...
That's what keeps this economy afloat. It's always just making more ghosts.
There's not a lot of haunted doll stories to start with. So I was walking through the Kmart, mm-hmm. and there on the shelf
was a Barbie.
Was a Barbie, and it was weird.
My grandma was a kind, loving spirit, and my Aunt Angelica was a healer and a psychic in her country. I guess they crossed the boundaries and were like, well, I've lost it. I was taken care of by my aunt, so I learned how to perceive and work with energy. So they're just like,
yeah, whole
they're just establishing their bona fides. Using different forms of communication, such as a pendulum and automatic writing, in order to give my buyers as much information as I can about my spirit dolls.
Okay, we trust you.
We trust you. This doll's name is Samantha. Porcelain head, arms and legs, 16 inches tall, blonde wavy hair, Victorian attire. It plays music, which is just, I can't
believe that.
So here's the thing about Samantha that's real fun. She's an angel of healing.
Whoa, hey. Wait. Hold on.
She has the ability to heal those that are in need. She uses her eyes to transmit healing energy. And with a beam of white ethereal light, she can be asked to heal a particular part of the body. Her gaze is very intense. Oh, you can almost feel her scanning your entire being with her eyes.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, in a haunted doll watch, the seller will say things like, having them around affects your luck. Or like, their very presence will make you upset or something.
Will move energy orbs while you're not looking.
The idea of saying her eyes emit a white beam of light is a pretty testable claim.
What do you got? Goiters?
Look at this thing. The one thing, though, is this seller has 210 transactions with 100% positive feedback.
Yeah, my goiters are gone. I don't know what to say. My goiters are gone. Bought the doll, goiters up and left, moved out.
So when you wind her up and you listen to her melody, you gaze into her eyes and you can feel a warmth take over your being, this is the time that you focus on the healing that you need.
And the shingles just fall right off, and they're gone. Thank you, Angel Doll. 100% satisfaction. Excellent. Just what I needed.
To answer your two biggest questions, yes, this person is selling their magic doll that heals people, and they're doing it for a starting bid of $55. Oh. So, yeah, which seems like a kind of a steal for a magic doll that heals you with eye beams.
Yeah, my
goiter medicine. They really want to buy a AAA video game.
My goiter medicine's $70, so this is an excellent bargain.
And their last line is, eBay forbids the sale of inanimate objects. Therefore, this is being sold as a doll and for entertainment purposes.
They do not. They do not ban the sale of inanimate objects.
No, I don't think you know. I don't know what you think inanimate means, but it's not that. It's not ghosts.
I recently bought an SNES cartridge of Chrono Trigger, and it doesn't up and fucking move.
But if it did.
Can I say something? I have a thing that I want to sell on eBay. I have an Oculus Rift that I want to sell on eBay, and I feel like this program has delegitimized the platform to the point where I wonder if that's even a good idea.
Well, you can't sell it unless it, like, does it sprout legs and travel around? Thing.
Unless it can, like, banish your dark thoughts, then I don't think, unless, like, my you know, great-great aunt died and inhabited the virtual reality headset, and now every time I try to play, you know, some sort of fun 3D space shooter, my great-great aunt appears and is like, let me get that dark energy out of you. I don't think it's applicable for the platform.
Correct.
Where does the music come from the porcelain doll?
I don't know.
It's gotta be wind up, right?
Wind up, yeah. You wind it up and the music just starts and the healing energy. I bet it does play music.
She's Bluetooth. You just connect it to your phone.
Do you think it even does play music? Like, if they're willing to say it shoots healing beams, like, is that what you're going to be upset about? Like,
hey, this music doesn't work. Like,
the healing, though, top-notch, 100%. Yeah. But, like, I couldn't get the music to play.
I mean, that is a great question, Justin. There's a lie on the description. So am I going to get this thing and it's actually wood, not porcelain, like painted wood? Like, well, this sucks. Contact the seller. Hey, this is painted wood. This isn't porcelain. Like, yeah, dude, all that was lies.
It was all lies.
I said it was a healing angel. You should have known that everything I say is bunk.
Yeah, it's wild, by the way, that people can run all this fucking game and then at the very end be like, psych. eBay says I have to say psych, so psych. Like, oh, well, why did you should have put that first.
Also,
like,
I will say
bullshit.
It seems like a weird skirting to be like, and now after I've claimed all that, it's just a doll. Like, eBay.
Yeah.
Like, wise up. They're doing it. They're working around the system, eBay.
Yeah. I have to make a penis cake for my sister's bachelorette party.
Hey, should we
have
that like be the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure like to be continued teaser to get people to listen past the advertising break?
Yeah, this is a new thing we're trying.
And so you know that's waiting for you, but first, let's go to the Money Zone.
Let me tell you about Squarespace.
Okay.
Do it.
All right. My Brother, Me is sponsored in part this week by Squarespace.
Hey, you're not reading this, are you? This is all coming from the heart, right?
No, that actually just came off the top of my dome. Okay. I don't know if you know this, Griffin. This isn't our first money zone. We've actually talked about Squarespace a lot. And, you know, here's the thing. Maybe you've heard it a bunch, and it's kind of gone in one ear and out the other. But you know what? Maybe in your heart, you've been planning a website for too long. It sat there just in your heart, growing fallow because you did not water the seed of your idea for a website. But you should. You should plant it in Squarespace and water it with the Squarespace water.
Okay.
I might have lost the plot.
Okay, yes.
Not your best metaphor, I would say.
I thought it started strong, but then definitely kind of spun into Sleepy Travis near the end.
Yeah, your metaphor was just like, it's like a farm, and it wasn't good.
Well, I thought it was clear, because Squarespace, it's easy. They have a lot of different options.
Like farming?
Like farming. They have a lot of, like, a lot of tools that'll help you make a fast and
awesome website. Tractors. They got like tractors and shovels on the farm.
Exactly. They have beautiful templates.
That's not
and awesome website maps. Designs. Is that a thing? Yeah. The way that they lay out the rows of peas.
Yeah. or like a Travis, like a barn.
Yes, exactly. And they have a really awesome 24/7 customer support.
That's like Farm Wizards.
Like Farm Wizards, exactly. So no matter what your technical concerns are, customer support can help you.
Oh, yeah, corn.
Like corn. So right now you can start a free trial today at squarespace.com/mybrother, and you'll get 10% off your first purchase. If you have an idea for a website or you just want to check out and see what's available there, highly recommend. I made a website there, McElroyShows.com. Took me like 40 minutes, and I'm very happy with it, and I brag about it all the time. I think I brag about it every time we do a Squarespace ad. So trust me, they make it fast and easy. You don't have to know anything about coding or anything about website building. They give you all the tools you need, plus the customer support. Go check it out, squarespace.com/mybrother.
And you get 10% off, you get 10% off your purchase, and that's like when you go to a farm and you blackmail them for free vegetables.
Exactly.
The hardest thing about being a farm wizard is that when the farmer assumes just because they bring the cord of virgin blood and the eye of tree frogs that you demanded, they don't also have to bring seeds. It's like, you have to meet me halfway.
Yeah,
you
know? Where am I supposed to pull these potatoes? Out of my ass?
Because I can.
That is where they
come from. But
it's
a lot harder.
I'm an amazing wizard, but it's tough. I want to tell you about Blue Apron. We've talked about Blue Apron so much, and for good reason, because I really, really like... I really like Blue Apron. I've learned how to cook because of Blue Apron. The way that it works is for less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron, they will deliver seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. This month, they have stuff like pan-seared chicken with roasted fall vegetables and butter caper sauce, spicy lotus root and purple carrot stir-fry with sweet potato noodles, lemongrass roasted pork, and Romanesco cauliflower and coconut rice. The meals are really, really great and easy to prepare, and they teach you like so much about learning like the fundamentals of cooking so that even when you're not cooking a Blue Apron thing, like, you're better at it. It's a really wonderful thing that I cannot imagine going without. And you can check out this week's menu and get your first three meals for free with free shipping if you go to blueapron.com/mybrother. That's blueapron.com/mybrother.
Blue Apron.
So we've got some Jumbotrons to share with you, but first we do want to remind you that the My Brother, Me Jumbotron window is going to be opening back up November 28th at noon Pacific. And there's the potential of them selling very quickly. They have in the past. That's why we kind of had to put a pause on them so we could catch up a little bit. So if you have been interested in picking up one of those spots, just know it's going to be first come, first serve, starting on November 28th at noon Pacific. And those spots will run sometime in 2017.
So let's get into the Jumbotrons for this week, though. The first one is for Richard, a.k.a. Daniel Jackson. Okay. It's an odd nickname. Fine. The message is from Craig, a.k.a. Twobbles1. I never would have thought that Halo 3 would increase our friendship from cousins to besties. Wink, wink, McElroy's.
No, our it's dead. It's gone.
It's dead. Let it go. We might make one for Christmas.
I don't get it. What's it about?
Our trip to North Carolina to watch... Griffin, help me. Eva?
Eva 3.0? Maybe Evangelion? I don't know.
It's still one of my favorite memories, and I'm really honored to be one of your best friends. P.S. Happy birthday!
That's awesome!
Yeah.
It's really nice.
It's Evangelion 3.0. You cannot redo. It's a fantasy science fiction anime film from 2012. So, you got it in one.
Got it in one.
Happy birthday! Congrats on getting those sick KD ratios in Halo 3. Finish the fight. I'm going to give the Covenant back their bomb. Master Chief, Cortana is back doing their thing. Look out for the
Warthog.
Flood. There's some nasty customers. Warthogs. Phantom Menace. And Anakin Skywalker. I have a message for Teddy, and it's from your brothers Will and John, who say, "Hey, brother. This is from your brothers, by your favorite brothers. Have a great birthday and rock on." And then guitar riff. Justin, can you do the thing with your mouth?
Hold on. Was that the Star Spangled Banner?
Is it? It sounds like the Star Spangled Banner, but Jimi Hendrix keeps getting sleepy.
Is that Phantom of the Opera?
No, it's Phantom of the Opera. What are you doing?
That's good. I'll do another
one. That's Oklahoma. This is fun. It's like a hard rock show tunes block.
Is that Valley High?
Wow, you got it in very quickly. I will play this game for another half hour.
Yep, here we go. Do it.
Gotta wash that man right out of my hair.
South Pacific. I was trying to trick
real
you.
South Pacific bender.
I was trying to trick you with that one. didn't
well,
mark.
This has been our fun new game.
I should have picked a Hamilton song with more melody.
I think you're having a stroke.
Are you just doing guitar for the rap words?
I was doing guitar for the rap words. Sorry, that was not very good. I can see why they use words and things now.
Yeah, sorry.
What garbage. Pick up the fucking Hamilton mixtape. It's all Justin making his fucking distorted kazoo guitar noise for all the songs.
Sorry.
Shit.
What movies should I go see this weekend?
Should I care about the Emmys?
Is this meme already dead? Is VR cool?
What happened to Choose Your Own Adventure book?
Are the Kardashians for real?
For answers to these questions and so much more, come on over to Pop Rocket, a pop culture roundtable show with me, Guy Branum,
Winter Mitchell,
Margaret Wappler,
and Oliver Wang.
Catch us every Wednesday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you decide to get your podcast. I'm not going to judge.
Give me that dick question, though.
Oh yeah, that's right. The dick question. I have to make a penis cake for my sister's bachelorette party. What type of penis should I make? There are so many variations. Additional notes: my sister and her fiance are both officers in the Navy.
Oh, God.
I would like to incorporate this into the penis cake somehow.
Mm-hmm. That's from Matron of Dishonor in California.
Mm-hmm. Maybe an anchor tattoo on there.
Yeah, a lot of. Lot of our
sailors. Jerry tattoo. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Is it? I mean, there's bigger questions that we need to ask first. Like, is it cut?
Well, when they serve the cake, it probably will be.
That's fun. Oh, that's something you can do, like a layer of fondant that you sort of bris right off there.
Oh, fuck, I would watch an entire season of Great British Bake Off that was just phallic novelty just cakes.
Hard, yeah.
Oh, I disagree, Paul. I think it's a very good bake.
I think it's a wonderful penis.
I think it's a wonderful bake. You know,
how many people do you have to serve? Because this is like, that's going to inform the scale that you're working with. Are you dealing with 10? Are you dealing with 30 people?
Hey, yeah, Tammy and her family aren't going to make it, honey, so let's go flaccid. Yeah, babe, just a little chubbins. There's going to be like 8 of us.
There's going to be like 8 of us. We just need like half mass. Like you're watching a really sexy lingerie commercial. Like that kind of vibe.
Like a JCPenney's catalog page that you shouldn't be looking at. One of
like
those.
Watching a Benedict Cumberbatch movie when he does the thing with his eyes where he's like looking straight into the... You know what I'm talking about.
When he barrels the camera.
Barrels
the camera. You get a Cumberbatch half chub. You know.
A Cumberboner.
You want a good Navy joke in there, you could tattoo welcome aboard on the penis.
Yeah.
That's a reference
to every Navy man's favorite movie, Down Periscope. Sorry, Kelsey Grammer.
It could also say mission accomplished. That's fine. That's a dick that did it.
Yeah.
Or it's just like a jaunty cap on there, like a naval, you know, a naval officer's jaunty cap on there. And maybe it's winking. Is it too weird to make it like an anthropomorphized wiener?
Absolutely
with like
not, Travis.
Eyes and mouth like saying like, hey, come eat me up, ladies and gentlemen and whoever's present.
What we're dancing around this question. Justin, you've got the flour. You've got the pastry spoon. Mm-hmm. What kind of ding-a-ling are you doing? Straight up and down traditional circle oval? What do you
do? The balls? Is it weird without balls?
Yeah, Trav, it's pretty weird without balls, I think. It's kind of, balls are sort of an important...
The balls are the easy thing.
Yeah.
But the balls inform the shape, though. Without balls, it's you would have to sit there and go, it's a penis.
Yeah.
The penis? It's a penis. Everybody, it's a penis. Is that clear? Is it clear I made a... Okay, you guys get it? Okay.
Have you guys ever seen a penis cake?
Yeah, dude. I've seen more penis cakes than you'll ever forget.
The only time I ever saw one is the first time and only time that I did mushrooms, and I thought that I had gone down. I thought that I had gone way past, way out there on the edge, because my Jason's brothers made him a penis cake, and I thought that I had lost my mind.
Yeah, you dreamt it. It was a wonderful dream you had.
No, I woke up the next morning and it was still there, and I was like, well, thank fuck for that.
Yeah.
Like, at least it wasn't, you know.
That pastry dick was your constant in that moment. Mm-hmm. Do you guys want a Yahoo?
You know what would be impressive?
I guess not.
I've been watching a lot of those, like, baking competition shows on Food Network. 3D, like, standing cake. Not laying down on a tray. Everyone does laying down on a tray. I'm talking a vertical build with maybe some smaller penises on, like, scaffolding, all edible, like the Doozer scaffolding in Fraggle Rock. Littler penises around it, like they're building the bigger penis in the middle.
Like the Doozer scaffolding in Fraggle
like
Rock.
Like the Doozer scaffolding, when the Doozers build penises.
Penine? So you want them to make, like, basically fucking Barad-dûr out of penises, just, like, reaching up to
a monument that will live past the time of the penis upon which it is based.
Sure.
You know, something to remind future generations of the penis that existed once.
Yeah. I think that that's really inspiring, Travis.
I'm just saying, if you're going to do the thing, do it. You know what?
Yeah.
Win the penis cake competition.
So let's never talk about penis cakes ever again.
Mm-hmm. Or penises. You know, we could do like a fun moratorium on
that would
talking
be good.
About
a little self, and we'll here's a jar, and I'm going to put a quarter in it. It's the cock jar. So no, don't put that in there. Stop it, Daniel. Daniel came along, and you know what he did.
He's fired.
He put his wormy in the jar. He put his wormy right in the jar.
He's always misinterpreting intentionally.
This one was sent in by fucking Brooks Oglesby again. Somebody needs a nickname, huh? Or an honorific, at least. We'll think about it. It's from Yahoo Answers user. Sorry, something's gone wrong. There's a Keebler commercial at the top of the page, so we'll say sent in by Garrison Keebler. Thank you, Garrison. It's by Yahoo Answers. I already said who it was by. So tired. Garrison Keebler asks, homemade trampoline? Would it be possible to make your own homemade trampoline? And what materials would you need?
This is great. It harkens back to a simpler time.
Yeah.
Back when everything wasn't store-bought, when we used to like use our hands to make the trampolines we needed.
Yeah.
We weren't just going to the trampoline store and buy, you know, the big box trampoline store and just buying a trampoline. We were crafting the trampoline. We had our own like heirloom trampolines that like our grandpapas made that we used to bounce on and remember the time before the Great War.
Yeah.
You know? And now everybody's just going to like the tramp store and buying a trampoline that means nothing to them, and then they throw it away each season and buy a new one.
Yeah.
Everything you can stand on is a trampoline. It's just the degree to which it is a good and serviceable trampoline. Right? Like the carpeting, a bad trampoline, beds, a slightly better trampoline.
Do you measure is the metric how fun and bounceable it is, or how the potential for child harm? Because that's what I like. If I'm gonna pop my own knee up and bust my nose with my own fucking knee, that's a trampoline. What I just did.
Have you done that?
Oh, everybody's done that.
Yeah. Riley broke her leg on one.
Yeah.
Just like a bad bounce. Just a bad bounce, Mary.
That's a bad bounce, Mary.
Isn't a trampoline fun? Because you think about the idea of the number of things that like we've gotten rid of because of the threat that they put, like lawn darts. We've gotten rid of toys that have threatened children. And yet trampolines seem to endure. Like no amount of child injury will ever undo the trampoline from our consciousness.
We have definitely, as a society, like turned a blind eye towards trampolines.
We've all just accepted the risk of like, no, listen, I know, but like, I'm not, what am I going to do? Not have a trampoline?
Motherfucker's trying to get clever and put that fucking netting up around the trampoline. And it's like, dog, all you've done is created a goal for me to try to bounce over. You put that net up. It's like, how high is that? 8 feet? Okay, mission accepted. Here I go.
Popcorn me, Dylan. I'm out of here.
Popcorn me, Dylan. I need to go to fucking Jupiter. Bounce me, bro.
Hey, at any point during this conversation, and please be honest, have you guys had the fleeting thought that, man, it'd be pretty fun to jump on a trampoline right now?
I think I could get 3 jumps on a trampoline before my spine just telescopes.
For me, Justin, trampolines are the child version of the hot tub. Let me explain. Seems like super fun idea. And then 3 minutes after you've entered it, you think, so this is it? This is what I'm doing now for like, I just jump on it?
How long should I stay up here so it doesn't look weird that I didn't just like get immediately out? But how do you make one though? Because I'm
gonna need some springs.
Yeah, springs seem important. And like, I can't think of what the trampo material there at the top would be, except reclaimed trampo mesh from another trampo.
You go harvest. You know, if you steal one, that's a pretty big heist. But what about tarpaulin? Could you use just a big tarp and some springs and then a room?
This might be a little bit off the beaten path, but I think if you're going to build your own trampoline, you should really make it like an in-ground trampoline and maybe cover it with leaves and then like jump off a balcony and like really scare the shit out of your friends.
Just to prank people. God. God, Yahoo Answers has the worst commercials.
Imagine where you're like, you call your friend Dylan over to your house and you say, Dylan, last night I was struck by lightning and I've developed these magical powers, and then just go running across the yard and jump where you know the trampoline is and spring way higher into the air than you should. And just see how long Dylan buys your new personas, like the Springer. Dylan.
Yeah, until the first time he's like, thinks he's funny, and then throws your frisbee up on top of the house, and he's like, well, it should be no problem, right?
Yeah, come
it's
on,
like, no.
I can't control the powers, Dylan. It's they a come huge and go. Problem.
How dare you?
I just like.
You know that, Dylan.
Yahoo is showing me an ad right now. And you remember when they said Melissa McCarthy died? Trying to get me a click. Now it's Ellen's shocking goodbye. Her fans were stunned by her leaked secret. She kept it hidden from the world the whole time. And this is linking to a website called prettyskinstore.com. So many secrets are just revealed through these official Yahoo advertisements that Ellen's skin was purchased from another person's body.
We have to help some more people. We're going to speed up bang through some of these questions.
Please.
I was on a popular dating app looking for local singles, and while swiping, I came across my friend's fiance and her dating profile.
Oh, God.
Woof. They have been together for at least a couple years, and we meet weekly to play board games. I've been able to play it cool so far, but it is slowly eating away at me. Yeah. I screenshotted the profile photo. Good job, you fucking ace detective. But like I don't know what to do.
Spy over here.
Yeah, fucking check out Encyclopedia Brown. Could they be in some sort of open relationship type thing? And how do I find that out? Or did I just stumble on the worst thing ever? Please help. I didn't swipe right. And that's from, please let this be an open relationship thing in Washington State.
Shit.
Hey. You need to destroy your phone. And you need to destroy your phone, and then, like, it's in the cloud, Harriet, so maybe you could go into your cloud and remove that too and forget this ever happened and move on with your life. I'm like fucking opening my third eye, and I'm looking at all the outcomes possible, and there's none good for you.
Yeah. Well, here's what you have to do. You have to go and talk to the fiance that you found on the dating profile and say, hey, what's the deal with this? And if it turns out to be something shady, then they need to tell their partner, or you will. And then you have to Bill Bixby your way out of town and move on to the next town where you'll make new friends and start a new life.
Right, that's exactly it, Travis. If you want to do this, you're going to have to pack your bags and move away, because there's no reality in which this breaks good. No reality.
No, you're the messenger here, and it tends to go bad for the messenger.
If I got news for you, Buckaroonie. If you really stumbled onto something like unscrupulous and shady, and you confront this person about it, guess what they're gonna do? They're gonna lie. They're gonna lie about it because they are a shady person.
Unless they're not.
But this is what I'm saying, Griffin. And if they're not, mind your fucking business.
I know,
like,
it's bad.
What I'm saying is, like, I'm not presupposing anything about anybody in it. If you have an open relationship, that's great. Again, none of your business. Like, you can't.
But if you decide to, just know, listen, I get that impulse of wanting to protect your friend, and, like, I think that is very admirable. Just know, nobody gets out of this clean. If it breaks bad, nobody comes out of this shining. Like, because, like, you're going to be the person. Even if you did the right thing and you, like, told your friend and you saved them from entering this shady relationship permanently, you're still the one who broke them up. Even if you did the right thing, it breaks bad. So just, like, know that.
Please, listen. Let's do something light. Let me do one last Yahoo before we get into the outro. Because that one got pretty heavy.
Okay, go.
It's from Brooks Oglesby again, hat trick. Well done. It's from Yahoo Answers user. Sorry, something's gone wrong. It's from fucking Ellen. Thank you, Ellen. It's by Yahoo Answers user Ellen, who asks, how many of you think Adam Sandler is misusing his talents in movies? First off, let me say that I do realize Sandler's roots are in comedy as a former comedian, and he found himself in a niche with kids and slapstick humor. That said, I think he's misusing his talents as an actor. Personally, my two favorite movies of him are Spanglish and The Wedding Singer, because he's actually playing an adult, not a juvenile, Wait. Infantile character designed to reach people over the age of 10. He's clearly smart, and he has talent, but the Billy Madison or obscene movies he has directed, like Mama's Boy, showing college kids having sex with grandma or seniors having their diapers changed, is rude, disrespectful, and frankly, what? TMI. I just hope as he gets older, he will use his brain more in movie making and go for a more grown-up audience.
He did make a movie called Grown Ups.
He did. He made two movies called Grown Ups. I don't know if he thinks he's appealing to the common man with his older movies, and if he does, it's a sad testament to how far our society has regressed. Don't get me wrong. The kids' movies were funny, but they get too old. And then there's an update that people get very defensive.
It's very interesting that it's interesting you should bring up Adam Sandler in this episode, because the one and only time I did mushrooms, I watched Punch Drunk Love, and it became a cartoon and bled out on the walls and was incredible. And I've never had the courage to watch it again since, because there's no way it lives up to that experience. Yeah, but I do remember thoroughly enjoying it.
I do want to also say I'm a cop, and this whole podcast has been a long sting, and both of you guys are going to drug jails.
Oh, no.
Mr. Sandler, the diaper changing, it's got to go. It just has
TMI.
To go. It's because it's TMI, Adam, Mr. Sandler.
I wish he would grow up from the movies he made first now he's making older.
That's how time works. That's a linear time work. I think the movies he's making now are making young jokes.
Yeah, not if you have the click remote. If you have the click remote, it doesn't have to work like that.
It's just so funny to me to say, I think he's wasting his time doing comedy. He should do more movies like The Wedding Singer, a comedy.
He should do more Spanglish. Spanglish 2. What are they going to do this time? What's that crazy family going to do this time?
Rain Over Me 2.
Rain Over Me 2. He's still very, very upset.
Cobbler 2 still cobbling.
Cobbler 2. Got it. Somebody's got to put these fucking shoes together. Adults do. No diapers in this one. That was my review. 6 stars.
I'm pretty sure Blended was not a comedy.
Shaquille O'Neal was in it. And everything he touches turns to joke gold.
But that was the hat trick of the Barrymore Sandler combo.
And I like how mature it was. Sensitive subjects handled sensitively.
It was really dealing with some real ass shit, you know, because they did, you know, Wedding Singer, which I guess was pretty adult, and then 50 First Dates, a lot of heavy themes in there.
Yeah.
And I think in Blended, they were both single parents. And maybe they killed someone together. I didn't see it.
Can I go and go back to bed? And Justin, you could go too. And Travis, you just recap the entire plot of Blended. And then
I haven't seen it, but I can tell you what I think happens in it.
Okay. And when it's over, that's the end of the episode. All your usual stuff. Thanks, John Roderick, and Long Winters, Maximum Fun, and all that stuff. But
I'm not going to talk any more about Blended, not till I see it, and then I will report back. It'll be like a book report, but for movies.
I'm very much looking forward to that.
I cannot wait for your book report on Blended. Yes, something to look forward to.
We'll have that next week. It's just going to be all about Blended. We are going to here's one thing that's a kind of fun on the horizon. We do a podcast with the fellas from The Worst Idea of All Time. It is an annual, eternal podcast that will never stop no matter what, called Till Death Do Us Blart. And every year on, we release it on the American Thanksgiving every year, and it is a review of the film. We're going to be recording that soon, and that'll be there for you. So if you miss that the first time around, go ahead and subscribe, catch up. You don't want to be lost.
The film is Paul Blart: Mall Cop 2. Did you say that?
I believe I did, but Paul Blart: Mall Cop 2 is the name of the film.
It's such a good film because it's impossible to say quickly, like you just heard Justin try. Paul Blart: Mall Cop.
Paul Blart: Mall Cop
2.
Hello, I am Pablo Marca, and I am the man sent here to kill you.
I also wanted to, I'm working on a project, a little bit of a fundraiser. There are some people. So I recorded a quick like chat thing, a little message to people, 8 minutes long. And as part of it, I talked about that if you're scared and feeling alone, I'm holding your hand. And some people really kind of took that and ran with it online to try to make sure that everybody knows that they're supported and that they're all connected and that nobody needs to feel alone. And it inspired me to take it one step further. And I had a bunch of awesome artists, including Kate Leth and David Pemberton and Taylor Smurls working on one for me, and a ton of other people on Twitter submitted designs for I Am Holding Your Hand buttons that I am selling, and the profits for it are going to support the ACLU. So if you're interested in checking them out, you can go to bit.ly/IAmHoldingYourHand, all one word, all lowercase, and maybe buy a button for a good cause. And then also wearing the button, could signal someone who needs to know in the moment that they're not alone. It could say like, hey, I'm here for you. That was kind of the impetus for the whole project. And if you find yourself needing to hear, a little bit more in depth what I talked about on that 8-minute recording, I've got it pinned to the top of my Twitter account, and you can listen to it there. Thank you for your support.
Is there anything else major on the horizon?
One more thing, only because I forgot to mention it last time. I did get a new Cincinnati PO box set up. It's under McRoy Show's content. Some people asked me with, you know, the BB being born, if I had set that up yet. I did. It is P.O. Box 36384, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45236.
So, yeah, if you got stuff for all three of us, I know it's a pain, but it would really help if you would just send those to the boxes, because we don't live together, and it just ends up I don't want anything to get lost in the shuffle, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I also just want to say, and I don't want to get too heavy, because I think that folks don't want more heavy stuff right now, but like how much I appreciate this community and the support y'all show each other and us is like the kind of the thing that helped me get through when this goes up last week. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you all very much, and we'll keep, you know, trying to make a fun show that you can listen to and just put all your
no we're not going to we're not going to try, Griffin.
We're going to do it.
We're not going to try. We're going to fucking continue to do it. And it's going to be better than ever.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to listen to it in the world. That one's a little over a bit of an overreach. But we are going to continue to be here. That is
the plan for Q4,
though. Nothing can stop this. Ever.
I'm just like, guys, I'm just like, this Yahoo page is open, and the ad is, forget needing a gun. This tactical flashlight can blind a bear. It just changed, and now it's a Philadelphia cream cheese advertisement.
Yeah, and it can blind a bear. And if you click it, it links to fucking slow cooker recipes. There's just no consistency.
There's no.
Okay, Griffin, give me that final Yahoo. Yeah, thanks
to John Roderick and Long Winters. Thank you to Maximum Fun. Go to MacRoyShows.com. It's got all our shit. Okay, final Yahoo. Sent in by Morgan Davey. Keep it wavy, Morgan Davey. It's by Yahoo Answers user. Robert! One loaded! It's from Robert.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Robert asks, what was that cartoon movie that had a bunch of cars?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Instead of door busting for a plasma TV this Black Friday, how about you stay in and snag the best deal of all? Max FunCon 2017 tickets. Max FunCon West returns to Lake Arrowhead next June, and Max FunCon East is back in the Poconos next September. Tickets for both go on sale Friday, November 25th, and they're gonna sell out fast. So mark your calendars and visit maxfuncon.com on November 25th to secure your spot. Max FunCon. Way more fun than a smartwatch or whatever.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.